USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there won't be any standalone bill to help America's airlines without a larger COVID relief package. At her weekly press conference, the Speaker said she won't move forward without guarantees for further relief.
If we don't have a guarantee that we're going to be helping our state and local employees, that we're not going to be able to crush the virus, that we're not going to be able to have our children go to school safely, that we're not going to have safety in the workplace, that we're not going to address unemployment, that we're not going to have them. And some of these issues, we have come to some area of agreement, but some of them we have not. But they have walked away from the whole package.
And hurricane watches are in effect from High Island, Texas to Morgan City, Louisiana, as Hurricane Delta bears down on the Gulf Coast. The storm has re-strengthened into a Category 2 hurricane and is expected to make landfall on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
13 people are now accused in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The group includes 7 members of a Michigan militia who are plotting what the FBI calls a violent conspiracy to overthrow certain government and law enforcement components. U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Michigan Andrew Burge announced some of the charges Thursday.
According to the complaint, unsealed this morning, Adam Fox, Barry Croft, Ty Garbin, Caleb Franks, Daniel Harris, and Brandon Caserta conspired to kidnap the governor from her vacation home in the Western District of Michigan before the November election.
The second highest ranked Marine officer has tested positive for COVID-19. Assistant Commandant of the Marine Corps, General Gary Thomas, tested positive Wednesday, becoming the second 4-star officer to test positive this week. Coast Guard Admiral Charles Ray tested positive on Monday. Members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff are quarantining at home out of caution after several officers met last week with Thomas and Ray. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
President Trump is singing the praises of an experimental drug he was given as he continues to recover from COVID-19. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
President Trump posted a nearly 5-minute video on Twitter Wednesday saying he plans to make an experimental coronavirus treatment, which has not been approved for use beyond a clinical trial, available and free to the public.
In a very short period of time, they gave me Regeneron. It's called Regeneron. And other things too, but I think this was the key. But they gave me Regeneron, and it was like unbelievable. I felt good immediately. I felt as good 3 days ago as I do now. So I just want to say we have Regeneron. We have a very similar drug from Eli Lilly, and they're coming out, and we're trying to get them on an emergency basis. We've authorized it. I've authorized it. And if you're in the hospital and you're feeling really bad, I think we're going to work it so that you get them and you're going to get them free.
American poet Louise Gluck has won the Nobel Prize for Literature. She's the fourth woman to win the prize for literature since 2010 and the first American to win since Bob Dylan in 2016. In announcing her win, the Nobel Prize Committee cited Gluck's, quote, unmistakable poetic voice with austere beauty that makes individual existence universal. Gluck is also a Pulitzer Prize winner for a collection of her poems back in 1993. And is a former poet laureate, holding the title in 2003. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.